Gasoline prices continue to surge, especially in California, which has some of the most expensive gas in the country. From member station KQED, Saul Gonzalez reports on how drivers in the Los Angeles area are coping.
What's an easy way to start a conversation in L.A. right now? Just ask people about the price of gas, like Susan Bamut, who's filling up at a service station for $6 a gallon.
So I think it's ridiculous.
Bamut is an on-set medic for Hollywood film and TV shoots, a job that keeps her in her car a lot.
Well, yeah, because we have different locations when we shoot productions, and I have to be there. So, I mean, I go through at least $125 a week on gas. Versus before, it was maybe $60 a week.
Although she has a Hollywood job, Bamut says she and her family have a blue-collar lifestyle. Now they're looking for every opportunity to save money to help pay for gas.
It's awful, and it takes a big chunk out of my pay.
Where are you finding some extra savings?
By not cutting my hair. Yes. And, you know, we don't go out to eat, so we just cook at home.
And just kind of making sure you take no unnecessary trips because you're driving so much, probably.
Oh, absolutely. I go nowhere else unless I absolutely have to. Mm-hmm.
At another gas station a few miles away in Hollywood, Lester Dulcet is filling up his old BMW. High gas prices have got him thinking about his next car.
You got to start thinking about getting a Tesla. You got to start thinking about getting a hybrid. My friend just recently got a Tesla, and in the past 4 months, he spent $140 on charges, which is nothing compared to gas.
But buying a pricey electric vehicle isn't an option for low-wage immigrant workers. Like residential gardeners whose incomes depend on driving to work sites with their equipment. That's gardener Rosa Mulgado. She says she and her husband drive about 2 hours daily round trip. They live inland but commute to clients' yards in affluent San Marino.
Sube todo, comida, sube gas, sube todo, se afecta mucho, renta y todo.
Mulgado says she and her husband are struggling with all kinds of price increases now, from food to gas to rent. She'd like to charge her clients more to cover her increased fuel costs, but is afraid of losing business.
Some people, yeah, but I don't know, some people don't like to pay like too much.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom has promised to help drivers. Here he is in March.
It's clear we have to go farther. And that's why, working with legislative leadership, I'll be submitting a proposal to put money back in the pockets of Californians to address rising gas prices.
Newsom's proposing giving drivers a gas debit card worth $400, but the idea has stalled in the legislature. Back at the gas station, Susan Bamut says a few hundred dollars from the state won't help her much.
That's a short-term Band-Aid. We need to fix this.
You just want some kind of help to come from somewhere.
That would be nice. It would be great to go get my hair cut.
On this day, Bamut is only filling up her tank halfway for $50. For NPR News, I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles.